One of Picasso's earliest works is a depiction of the port of Malaga, a motif that would subsequently reappear in some of the oil paintings he produced during his summers in the city. Years later, the sea served as a darkly symbolic setting, whose shores provided a stage for the actions of a number of his characters. Although he knew the Atlantic of the coast of La Coruña, there can be no doubt that the sea Picasso saw in his mind was the Mediterranean, the sea of nymphs, fauns, and goddess-like nude bathers. It was also the sea of Greco-Latin mythology, which he appropriated in order to recreate experiences both personal and universal. One such example is the Minotaur, an alter ego through which he dramatically expresses the experience of violent passions.
Picasso's approach to the subject of antiquity was not only thematic, but also aesthetic. He used the classical world as his model for the first time in 1906, when he produced a number of nudes that harked back to ancient Greek sculpture. He returned to the theme in 1917, when he visited Pompeii in the company of Ballet Russes, for whom he was designing decorations and costumes. His interest coincided with the Noucentisme movement in Catalonia, which extolled classicism as a means of renewing the modern approach. Ultimately, however, it was the basis of Cubism, with its emphasis on structure, sculptural qualities, and rationalism, which breathed new life into Picasso's second classicist phase.